Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Strain. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Nepper. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Nepper. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Madula. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Rick Madula. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. North hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes North. The throw from Benedict and he is out, Frias applying the tag. One out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Horner hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster catches it and throws to second to double up Matthews. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McCovey strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burrows. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. Whitfield moves to third. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Sadek is walked intentionally. Bob Nepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nepper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burrows takes first base on ball four. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bonnell hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burrows moves to second. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knepper fields it and throws to first for the out. Burrows moves to third. Hubbard moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Benedict is walked intentionally. Rick Matula is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Matula hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0-for-1 in the game. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. McCovey moves to second. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field. Bonnell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bonnell. McCovey moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burrows. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. McCovey scores. Whitfield scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. LeMaster steals third. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sadek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LeMaster scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Knepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sadek moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0-for-2 in the game. Strain hits a line drive towards third. Royster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burrows is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonnell strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Craig Skok now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field. Matthews picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Matthews. McCovey goes all the way around to score. Whitfield moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. LeMaster hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sadek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sadek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Benedict batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Benedict is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Benedict hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Benedict reaches second base with a double. Frias moves to third. Charlie Spikes pinch hits for Craig Skok. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spikes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Spikes reaches second base with a double. Frias scores. Benedict scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Jerry Royster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Bourbon now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 2 in the game. Horner hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bo McLaughlin now pitching. Pedro Bourbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bourbon strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. North takes first base on ball 4. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. North steals second. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0 for 3 in the game. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias misplays the ball. That's an error on Frias. North scores. Strain moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Benedict settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonnell hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Lum pinch hits for Bo McLaughlin. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Royster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Clark fumbles the ball. That's an error on Clark. Lum goes all the way around to score. Royster moves all the way to home. It's 6-4, Giants. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Giants. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 3 in the game. Horner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Horner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burrows hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Burrows reaches second base with a double. Horner scores. It's Giants, 6, Braves, 6. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonnell hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 6. The Giants will come to bat. Joey McLaughlin now pitching. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Andrews pinch hits for Pedro Bourbon. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. North takes first base on ball 4. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0 for 4 in the game. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Frias hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Benedict bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Strain covering, for the out. Frias moves to second. One out. Darryl Chaney pinch hits for Joey McLaughlin. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frias moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lavelle. Frias scores. It's 7-6, Braves. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Royster. The throw from Sadik and he is safe. Royster steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Roland Office now playing center field. Gene Garber now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fraya scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.